producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with Craig Hemke. T. Ferguson Metals, one of the most astute guys out there when it comes to the gold situation. Got a question for you, Craig, and this is what it is, purely and simply. I believe that with the G20 meeting coming up here, and I believe that with what IMF has said about the nature of the world's economy right now, weakness, et cetera, I think this is boding to be a very, very strong environment for gold in the not too distant future. Hard to put a time frame on it, but sooner rather than later, I think we're going to see gold absolutely explode in price because it will again become the ultimate insurance policy.
That's certainly one of the fundamental factors working in its favor, Al. No question about it. I think as even on the institutional side, the money management side, the folks that just deal with paper gold, I think they look at it and they've got to put money someplace, and money is rotating out of equities to some extent, and you're seeing it within sectors of equities moving into the mining shares. That's going along with the rising prices, and so I think there's some value, if you want to call it that, being recognized in these prices that have been driven down over the last couple of years. And that insurance policy thing that you note is certainly one of the fundamentals that is driving price higher. This environment of negative interest rates is helping too. Because again, you know, the argument against gold is always, you know, it just collects dust. It doesn't pay a dividend. Well, with negative interest rates around the globe, a zero interest rate beats the heck out of negative. And so it makes gold look more attractive as well.
Now, Craig, do you think that negative interest rates are around the corner for the U.S.? Because we have seen it in many other countries out there, and we've heard some rumors of it in the U.S., but nothing for sure.
Certainly seems to be something that's getting discussed finally. Even Mother Fallon discussed that last week when she was up on Capitol Hill for the Humphrey Hawkins testimony. I guess that was 2 weeks ago. At least that possibility. I don't know, Corey. It's hard to say. It's such a strange concept that we're even at this point with negative interest rates in so much of the developed world. But with the yield curve flattening the way it has, you know, the spread between a 2-year Treasury note and a 10-year Treasury note is barely more than 1% these days. Something's going to have to change because that's clearly a precursor for a recession or something worse, and the Fed's not going to want that. So we'll see. But boy, that would, if we had negative rates here in the U.S., that would obviously have a dramatic impact on the dollar price of gold. Other parts around the world where we're already seeing negative interest rates, gold in those currencies has been soaring. It's really only gold in dollars that's just now turning the corner. We may see gold in dollars start to catch up.
Where else can people go? I mean, look at the headlines on last Wednesday. For example, Brazil's debt has been relegated to junk status. And I don't want to say Brazil is exactly a world power, but it is a very large country. Look at the trepidations that are being expressed by the IMF right now. I mean, what are people going to invest in when they lose faith in the stock market?
That's exactly right, Al. And even within the stock market itself, as I mentioned earlier, you're getting this rotation between sectors that money managers do all the time. And it certainly seems as if the gold mining shares have gotten some attention focused upon them. They've moved up dramatically just in the last month or so. And it seems that, you know, if you're going to take money out of overvalued or overpriced or, you know, kind of wrung out sectors and put it someplace else as you're searching for return, that's what you get. You get the gold miners starting to getting interesting again. And the same could be said for paper forms of gold, whether it's COMEX futures or the GLD, the big ETF. It flows into ETFs have been dramatic this year as well. A number of just strong fundamental factors that are underpinning this move in price. It's already 15, 16% year to date.
I just wanted to focus on these inflows into the ETFs, because I think that is crucial. When we see money coming into these ETFs, they are in themselves such a big influence of price, whether you're talking about paper or physical. Quite frankly, when we see these kind of inflows, which we haven't seen for years, that is one of the fundamental factors that I think is changing the narrative and should be paid close attention to.
Yeah, and it's a topic for another day as to where they're getting that metal. I mean, we've seen the GLD inventory go up by nearly 20% year to date, 120 metric tons or something just in the last 6 weeks, with so much insatiable demand for tonnage size around the globe, whether it's Russia, China, India, wherever, but now also the GLD and some Western investment demand. Be interesting to see where these big banks called bullion banks continue to source this metal to meet all this demand, and that obviously is impacting price too.
You know, Craig, I have a bit of a concern right now about the paper market when it comes to gold, and I would have to say probably not so much as it comes to silver, but when it comes to gold, I'm pretty convinced right now that the paper market is pretty much entering the realm of being just another Ponzi scheme or what have you. And can you imagine what, if that ever comes to light, that, you know, that the fact that the paper market really doesn't represent gold bullion, can you imagine what that would do to the price of gold bullion?
Exactly. Now, that's what, that at my site, that's what we're all waiting for, an eventuality that's event that is definitely going to happen at some point. We compare it to a game of musical chairs, where the music is playing and everybody's walking around the chairs and everything's fine as long as the music plays. But when the music stops and there's a scramble for chairs, that's when the fun begins. If you think of the paper gold market around the world, gold in all its derivative forms, whether it's futures contracts or unallocated accounts or even things like the GLD, people think they own gold when really they just own an exposure to gold.
Mm-hmm.
If the time comes, and when the time comes that people want the real thing, and all of a sudden the music stops, and you've got 50, 100, 200 different people or entities laying claim to the same ounce of gold, that's 200 people walking around one chair, basically, when the music stops. It's going to be a mad scramble, and that's going to be reflected in price as well when the day comes. For now, though, it's been leveraged and re-leveraged and hypothecated and re-hypothecated so many times that I don't think anybody really even knows how much actual gold with clear title there is left.
Now, Craig, do you think this so-called when the music stops, does it just all of a sudden happen, or does it take a while?
You mean in terms of everybody scrambling for the gold that they want?
Yes.
It probably does happen all of a sudden. I mean, it would take one delivery failure. It would take one unallocated account suddenly closing to set off alarm bells and set off kind of a mad rush of folks. That very well could happen rather quickly. And I think the people that are preparing now for that type of eventuality and stacking some physical metal as an insurance policy, while they can certainly lay their hands on it, are the ones that are going to be best prepared. If the time comes and the music stops and then all of a sudden you're in line with everybody else trying to get your hands on some gold, well, it's going to be too late.
I would have to agree with that 100%. You know, you and I talked about that on a daily editorial, during a daily editorial, I guess I should say, last week. And I'm very concerned about that because you're reading more and more about the amount of gold that isn't there relative to the claim that it's there. And I got to tell you, I mean, you know, gold may not be the largest market in the world, but there are a lot of very big players involved in it. And when they get disenchanted, holy smoke, Katie, bar the door.
Yeah, then that's, again, that's what we're all waiting for. It's a, really almost a mathematical certainty that it's going to happen, and I think you're seeing that the fraying of that system is what we seem to be seeing at the end of 2015 and into 16. Actually, you can even take it back into 2013 and 14 when price came down and there were signs of really extreme tightness in the physical centers of the world, most notably London. And this has continued to play out. And now you're finally seeing that paper price start to reflect some of those data points of physical tightness. We'll see if it continues. It's not certainly not going to be a straight line up from here. It's always three steps forward and two steps back, and we may be on the verge of another one of those periods of a couple of steps back. But nonetheless, I think the outlook for 2016 is pretty strong, especially from where we started.
Thanks for your time, Craig. Everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are here with one of the favorite technical traders on our site, probably right next to Doc from the number of comments we get and the number of questions we get from our subscribers, and that is Avi Gilbert from the ElliottWaveTrader.net. Avi, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Avi, let's talk about the U.S. equity markets first, because this week I think is an interesting one, especially when you take what happened on Wednesday, that reversal day that we had where the markets opened up down, fairly significantly down, and then just fought their way back the whole way through to end at the highs of their day. Thursday, they did something similar, except for not starting the day so low, but appreciated throughout the day and ended again on their high. Friday was a bit of a choppy day, but what does this market action tell you moving forward for the U.S. equity markets?
Well, going back about a week and a half ago, once the market had that gap over that 1870 level, that opened up the market to going right back to the 1947 level, which was our target. And again, you know, that's no surprise to anybody because everybody and their mother was looking for that. So the question is, if everybody's looking for the same thing and expecting a major breakdown from there to lower lows, usually that doesn't happen. So over the last weekend, as we were heading up to that 1947 target, I warned all my subscribers that, you know, we have to watch out for a breakdown from the 1947 level that's only corrective rather than pulsive. That could set us up to not just break back out over 1947, but it could actually set us up to go all the way back to the prior market highs, all-time market highs.
Now, that would be a huge move upwards. Let's talk about some of the next resistance points that you will be watching for to get some sort of verification of this move.
Well, the first I'm going to note is the support level. The support level we're watching right now is 1918 to 1935. So as long as we stay over that support level, the pressure will remain to the upside. A break of the 1891 level will potentially invalidate this entire pattern. Now, on the upside, if we're able to move through 1975, that's going to open the door directly to 2027. And as long as we do not break down below 1975 again, that is what opens the door straight back to the all-time market highs.
Now, Avi, from this comeback that we've had starting on February 11th, we've seen declining volumes, especially in the S&P. Are you hesitant on this at all?
Well, you know, throughout the entire rally that we've seen from the 2009 lows, everybody's been complaining about, you know, it's not supported by volume and, you know, that's why we're going to break down. So I take it with a bit of grain of salt at this point. For me, it's all about support and resistance. If there's enough volume to move it up, that's enough for me.
Fair enough, Avi. Let's switch over to oil right now because we have seen oil and the U.S. markets move almost step by step here. And oil had, I guess, a reasonable week, for the most part sideways, but we did see a couple pops here and there, especially on Friday, but unfortunately that sold off. Do you think if the U.S. markets continue to move higher, oil is also going to move higher?
The way I'm looking at the oil market right now, specifically we track the USO, that, to be completely honest, the pattern over the last several weeks has been a complete mess. That normally is indicative of what we call fourth wave, and we are still expecting a fifth wave to a lower low, which means that I'm still expecting one more drop before the market sees a major bottom. So anybody that is considering shorting around here, you know, you may want to have some really tight stops on those shorts.
Do these fifth waves come quickly or do they take time to develop?
Some of them can develop as an ending diagonal. And we have the potential that this may, and I still don't have enough information yet to make a determination. I'm going to need another week or so. This may turn into an ending diagonal type of scenario. And if that happens, you just go back and forth, up and down within the channel, and then you get a spike down and a reversal.
All right, Avi, let's switch it over now to the U.S. dollar. We haven't been talking too much about the U.S. dollar simply because it really hasn't been doing much, and it still is very much in a trading range. But on Friday, it did make a bit of a comeback, hopping back above the 98-point level. Do you think we could be in for the dollar having a little bit of a run here?
Well, 2 weeks ago, we were actually looking for a low in the dollar. We nailed that low. Ultimately, I think the dollar is next headed up to the 101.50 region, potentially setting up even as high as 105, 106.
That's a pretty significant move. What, I guess it's just the charts telling you this, or are you looking at some other factors as well?
I'm looking at the charts. I mean, look, the market takes out that last low at 95.29. Then I'm going to see the dollar as dormant for the next year or so as it just continues to chop back and forth within this region. But as long as we remain over that low right now, I think you're going to see a choppy upside move up and down, up and down, up and down, which continues higher over, I guess, the next maybe month or two.
So over the next, let's say, month or two, keeping that time frame, if we see the dollar chopping higher, the markets, U.S. markets, moving higher, is that going to put some pressure on this nice move we've had in gold?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, I have a hard time buying into the correlation, especially, you know, it wasn't too long ago where, you know, we actually set up a trade where we went, I think it was November of 2014, if I remember correctly. I don't remember exactly when it was, but I remember it was around a November time. It was either 2014, 2015, somewhere, probably 2014, where the setup was such that the dollar and the metals were both set up to rally in excess of 10% based upon how we were looking at it. And that's, in fact, what they did together. So I can't always buy into that correlation. It gets people looking on the wrong side. I look at what each chart on its own tells me. And, you know, I see the potential for maybe even a little bit of a further drop in the metals. But as long as the GLD remains over 113, I'm still looking higher. If the GLD takes out 113, well, that's our first indication that we may actually be looking at a lower low in gold.
So it sounds like you are on the fence as to what gold is going to do, but the 113 level, which isn't that far away, is, I guess, a warning sign for you.
Absolutely. The 113 is a warning sign. Now, when it comes to silver, silver looks a lot more precarious right now. Silver has not really joined this rally. And if silver breaks the 1450 region, that could potentially open the door for it going down to 1275. So I'd like to see silver hold the 1450 to 1470 region and then head up over 16 if it really is going to give us a more bullish indication. We need to get over 16, which is what I've been saying for quite some time, in order to really consider any sort of real bottom in silver.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition here on the KE Report. Chatting with a guest that I've had on once before. He is Brent Cook's partner now in the Explorations Insight newsletter, a newsletter that I think is even more worth taking a look at right now because this individual, Joe Mazumdar, is looking at mid-cap stocks for Brent. So, Joe, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for the invitation, Corey.
Joe, I want to first of all talk about a recent site visit trip that you went on down in Australia, and not so much talking about, you know, what price gold we need for companies to make money, but the other side of the income statement, and that is the cost profile that these producers have. We all see the oil price remaining at a low level. That has to help out one of the big input expenses. But then there are some other factors, too, that you found that I think investors should be paying attention to. Can you explain that to us, please?
Well, in Australia and Canada, I mean, these are low geopolitical risk jurisdictions. In this world, usually you have to pay a premium for people to work remotely. And so if you can get people that want to work in your mine because it's proximal to a city or proximal to a certain place that they could live, let's say, normally, that's a positive. And what I've seen in Australia is that people who can get a drive-in, drive-out employment will take a discount to work there. And given what's happening in the mining industry and the resource sector, you know, globally, but especially in Australia, where they're exports grew at a phenomenal rate as they were vending mostly iron ore and coal and everything else under the sun to the Chinese. you know, leverage cuts both ways, and now we have it going the other way that a lot of these people are out of work. But it's the entire industry that's out of work. The only one that's actually coming out looking good because of the weakness in the Australian dollar right now is the gold industry, which has been going at a phenomenal rate the last, let's say, 18 months to 2 years. And one of the reasons, I mean, is obviously the gold price in the local currency, the same thing that we've seen with the Canadians. But the other part of the equation that we're talking about is the cost profile. So as the commodity price and the sectors come down, the input costs for a lot of these miners have come down quite significantly, especially for the gold miners, because the problem is with the copper miners and some of the other ones, their revenue has come down even more, such they've had margins compression, even in an environment of lower input costs. And they've had to curtail production, whereas with the gold producers in an environment of a rising Australian dollar gold, they can take advantage also of a shrinking cost profile, one because of, oil, but another one that's even more important is labor rate escalation. We saw a lot of that as the commodity sector was going great in Australia and somewhat in Canada, but especially in Australia. And now what we've seen is that the labor rates have started to de-escalate to the point that people can offer discounts, especially if they're not infrastructurally challenged. And so people can get not the D team paying 150% premium. Now they can get the A team paying a 20% discount. So in terms of that environment, we've seen a lot less turnover, a lot more people loyal to the company, and a lot more people putting their... if there's problems with the company or they've got to solve a problem, they're much more involved in trying to solve that problem, whether it be a cash flow problem, a technical problem. They're not going to jump and go somewhere else because there's really nowhere else to go.
Which is a very good point. I know walking around some of these conferences, there are a lot of guys out there that I think are very intelligent that are even still looking for places to hang their hat, because some of the best guys can be very selective right now in the companies that they go to, which is beneficial in the long run, even in the short run, for these producers that do seem to be earning positive cash flow.
I would also say that, you know, the people that, add value, and I would stress that, the people that add value at any stage of a company, whether it's marketing the company all the way to actually drilling and sampling and mining the ore body. Anybody who adds value at any part of the chain will always have work. It's the people that don't add value or are marginal or push, they will not be highly sought after. And what you'll see in some companies is that they will still try to move people because they're not getting it. Some of them will complain that their turnover isn't high enough such that they can actually bring on some of these good people that are out of work. One big boon I've seen recently, like with Newmarket, is, you know, they really needed a chief operating officer because this is a company that's listed in Canada, but all their assets are in Australia. So it's hard to manage that sort of time zone discrepancy. But they managed to pick up a COO, a high-caliber one from Newmont, with 30-plus years of experience, a relevant experience managing multiple assets, more assets than obviously Newmarket have, that just was looking for a different experience with a smaller company. And they managed to attract them. So in this environment, it's very good environment for trying to pick up, let's say the A-list of companies where somebody gets tired or something, and still there's opportunities out there as people move people around.
Now, Joe, let's take this cost profile topic one step further and tie it in with this all-in sustaining cost. We see it all over news releases. We also see it in many different technical reports. How much credence do you put into all-in sustaining costs?
Okay, so let's go back a bit about how we always talked about costs in the industry. So I originally came from the copper industry, and so we would have a C1 cost, a C2 cost, a C3 cost, and that was something that the industry basically held. And C1 was just operating costs at the mine. C2 included royalties, transport charges, and things like that. And C3 included depreciation, so it was taking account of capital. And then what we had with the gold industry was they never actually called cost. They called it cash cost, but everybody did it differently. And when I was at Newmont, I had to look at costs. And there was one big example we had. We had a joint venture with Barrick on an asset that we own 50% of, they own 50% of. And I couldn't figure out why they recorded costs that were $100 less an ounce than we did. And it seemed pretty obvious that they should have the same, because it's the same company, it's the same asset, it's just half. But they were not including regional office costs that we were including. So anybody could do anything, I figured. And then we had people doing gold equivalent ounces in the denominator, and then also taking an advantage of the byproduct credits in the numerator, such that it was impossible to figure out what these cost profiles meant, and such that the World Gold Council put forward this all-in sustaining cost. Here's how you do it. Here's how you calculate it. But even when you take into that into account, how is it that a company like Goldcorp has an all-in sustaining cost of about $852 an ounce U.S.? The gold price is what, about $1,240? And they record a net loss of about $4.2 billion. So there's got to be a disconnect in terms of still that sort of relying on all-in sustaining costs as your metric on the probability that this company is actually making any money.
You put a lot of credence right now in all-in sustaining costs, or it sounds like you figure you need to drill down even deeper into the financials to get a better picture of what is going on.
Always. So the lower the all-in sustaining cost, the more you got to dig.
Good
because
comment.
Something else is going on. I would always look at the cash flow statement to see if they're actually generating any money.
Yeah.
That's number one. And you have cyclical parts of any kind of resource company between capital cycles. You know, you want to see that build, you want to come it down, and then they reap the benefits. I'd always said with big companies, the best thing to do was when they were building, sell them, and then get them right before they're turning into becoming free cash flow positive. And with what's happening with Goldcorp, it might be the turnaround time for Goldcorp, because now what they're saying is they're free cash flow positive because their capital cycle is coming down. You're going to get capital cycles like that. Like somebody's going to look really good one year, and then another guy is going to look really bad. And what you want to do, make sure, is when they're looking really bad, is that a growth strategy or are they really bad?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome in here to wrap up the weekend edition of VKE Report. We are doing our daily market wrap, but we are putting it on the radio for everyone to hear. I have on the line with me Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. I also have Lauren Patrick Gallet, the regular contributor, goes under the moniker LPG. Doc, I'm going to throw it over to you first. Let's talk about precious metals. It seems to be dominating our site right now. The precious metals had, I would say, a choppy week. They closed the week on Friday down. It dropped about $10. You mentioned on Wednesday, I think, that you were putting some shorts on gold. That was pretty much the high for the week when we had that big reversal day. How do you feel about how the metal is setting up to move into March with only one more trading day in February left?
Well, I personally feel that next week is going to be a very important week for gold. Gold is getting very heavy here, and gold is getting very tired here. So are a lot of the precious metal stocks charts. And I'll say that if we haven't moved out to take the previous high of gold out, which was up around 1263, by the end of next week, you better watch out. And in fact, it may happen before the end of next week, but I'm not positive about this market at all right now. And if the gold bulls want that new high up a little bit higher, we might make a little move toward it by the beginning of the week. But if it tires out anywhere from the midweek to the end of the week, you better get careful.
LP, how concerned are you about a drop in the gold price, and what are some of your target numbers that you're looking at?
I see price action over the last 3 days, just looking at gold on a spot basis, I've seen a lot of selling pressure. Obviously, when you look at the price on a closing basis, you can tell. But it's more about the price action during the day that suggests to me that there's a lot of selling pressure. And I have to put a caveat to that. I do not have the volume on my charts, okay? So people say, oh, what volume this, volume that. I can accept that because on my charts I don't have the volumes, okay? Personally, I'm looking for some pressure for the next 2 weeks. We discussed this off mic. Some of my targets are in, let's say, mid-1100s for the next 10 days, and I can be 100% wrong on that, and I'm okay with that. What I'm going to say, the reason why I say I'm okay with that is that, as we discussed with Mike, I put some, I bought some puts on GLD today at the open, hoping that gold will move higher, so that I could buy a bit more at a cheaper price. I wanted to get in near the open, and I want to buy more as gold move higher and the puts are cheaper. Unfortunately, somehow gold started to go down, 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 and I was making money on those puts, and I sold them almost the low of the day, and with the expectations that gold will move back up, which happened. And what I've done is that with the profits of those puts, I bought more puts. So if I make it simply, the profits I've made today on those puts, I am using to buy more puts, which means that if gold goes up in the next 10 days, and there are very short-dated puts on GLD, if gold moves higher, 1250, 1260, 1278, 1280, 1300, my puts are going to go to zero. I don't care because I am using the profits I've already done. So I don't care. And my portfolio will be up, so I'm happy. If gold goes down 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 dollars from here in the next 2 weeks, my portfolio might slightly go down. But keep in mind, I've done some trimming, including this week, on some names, which I think are a little bit tied, technically speaking. And those puts that I've bought normally should give me money. What I'm trying to convey as a message is that when I discussed the last 2 weeks, trimming positions, and I didn't specify, but what's more critical is when they reach technical resistance, that's typically a wise thing to do. There's nothing wrong with booking profits when you're nicely up and when there is resistance on the charts.
Doc, some of the targets that LP threw out there, the mid-1100 level, looking at some of the charts and chatting off mic, you don't necessarily disagree with that, do you?
Not at all. I think that's a distinct possibility. Whether we reach it as quickly as LPG would like to in 2 weeks, it might take a little bit longer to me. It might extend into the end of March, but I see the same thing from that perspective, that it's very possible we're going to move down to at least the mid-1100s. We could go even a little bit lower.
Even if we do hit, say, 1150 in the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, sometime in March, that doesn't damage this chart in a longer-term sense, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I think we could have a real scary event here pretty soon in gold moving down. It's very possible. And if it does, it's going to scare a lot of people, and there will be a lot of pressure on the stocks. But if that happens, I think it's going to be a great opportunity to get in at a very good level for a lot of these.
Remember that we are in this timing frame, too, coming up with the PDAC conference beginning tail end of next week. We do seasonally see some pressure put on gold and the gold stocks, well, precious metals in general. So if people do listen to that seasonality, this is the time again for a little bit of a sell-off. Guys, let's talk about the U.S. markets. Was this week a trend change for the markets when you look back to approximately Wednesday when we had that reversal day where the markets were down and then closed higher and then on Thursday also closed at their highs? LP, you want to go first?
I think the way I approach things personally is that the only thing that has changed for me is the price. And given that everybody seemed to be inclined to short that market, and I was discussing this on the phone on Saturday with Avi Gilbert, I mean, I don't know anybody who's bullish on this market. I was discussing this with Avi, and he said, look, same comment from my side. So it seemed that everybody has been trying to position himself or herself at 1950, 1960 on SPY, and that's perfect recipe for a move higher just based on short covering. It's almost the same story for me as US oil/oil. I expect a little bit higher levels in the next few days. Same for the conventional on oil and USO. Same for the conventional markets. And it's got nothing to do with the fundamentals, which haven't changed in a week or so. But just if it occurs, it would really just be a case of short covering in my book. And therefore, once the short I've covered, then we could very potentially move start the next leg down for the markets and for oil as well.
Doc, you've been on record saying 2016 is a year of transition. That, to me, means choppiness as people understand the new narrative out there. Are you on board with a high-level comment that's saying the markets, the U.S. markets, are continuing to roll over, oil will continue to struggle, and gold is getting a more positive light, even though we might be in for a bit of a counter-trend move next month?
I'll stand by this is going to be a year transition. I'll stand by that. I think precious metals are going to start to outperform the conventional markets on a comparative basis. I think we're going to see that as we move deeper into the year. And there's no question in my mind on that, Corey. This business about a parabolic rise in the stock market anytime soon, I don't buy it at all. Zero, frankly. The odds of that in my book are probably 5%. So I stand strongly behind that ongoing statement, and I think we're starting to see that transition already, and we're going to see it even more by the end of the year, I think.
So March, if we could quickly get your comment on that. Do you think that we're going to see the markets continue up higher up until, let's say, maybe the Fed meeting?
We could see that. I think Monday we might get a little pullback in the stock market, and not much. And then I think we could chop around a little bit at this area. But then the odds are that early in the month, you may get a move up. And that could correspond with the fact that gold could be in a little bit of trouble here in the early part of March. Right now, we're right sitting on that 1950 level for the S&P, and everybody was just too bearish for these markets. And I don't see a big sell-off here in the markets anytime soon, but a little choppiness next week is what I'm thinking.
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this weekend's show. As I mentioned from the onset, I am happy and excited to be back. This weekend's show focused a lot on gold, but that's because, you know, there was a lot of movements in gold to talk about. I think as we move through March, no doubt that some of the Fed meeting will dominate headlines, plus also this little run in oil. Will it continue? And will the run in the U.S. markets continue? Interesting questions as we move into the third month of the year. Thank you, LPG. Thank you, Doc. Everybody come visit KEReport.com to hear what these guys have to say on a daily basis.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.